Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, we move along and we talk Momentum. Momentum Group announcing a solid set of results for the 6 months to end December 2024. Headline earnings per share up 55% and a 33% jump in operating profit to 2.8 billion rand. A solid set of results there. I'm saying a very good evening to Jeanette Murray, Momentum Group CEO. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I must say it's been an amazing, quite long day, but I really look forward to the conversation. Thank you so much for having me.
Long day, but good news to talk about.
I know. How can you not be energized, you know, when you had no difficult questions, when every... No, I'm joking, but thank you very much. No, for sure. We are so energized and so happy here. I can promise you it's been a very good day for us.
Okay, let's look at those results. Headline earnings per share up 55%, a big jump in operating profit. What were the big drivers behind this? I think before we get into that, Momentum Group is quite big, right? So maybe just take us through the various business units you have.
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you very much. I don't often get that. Mm. Yes, we are quite diversified. And there's actually 9 different businesses, quite different businesses. I'll start with the South African operations. We have Momentum Retail, which include our life insurance business and savings business, more in the, you know, in the upper end of the market. I'm also looking after distribution for the group. We have Momentum Investment, which has asset management business as well as investment platforms. Metropolitan, I think Metropolitan's quite well known, operating more in the lower end of the market with savings and funeral policies, a funeral business. Momentum Corporate, offering group life insurance as well as pension fund administration. Then we have an Africa business. In Africa, we only basically in the SADC region, Namibia, Lesotho, Botswana, Mozambique, and a very small operation in Ghana. Then we also have Momentum Insure, which is our short-term insurance business and also one of the stars in today's results. And now, who am I forgetting? Momentum Health. So we also, you know, one of the biggest players in the health insurance market. And then last but not, no, not yet last, Guardrisk. Guardrisk is an interesting business. We basically offer a kind of sell insurance to bigger businesses who want to self-insure or want to use our license to offer short-term insurance in the market. I'm not doing justice to Guardrisk, but a very interesting business for us. And then lastly, in India, we're actually one of the bigger medical insurance companies or medical health insurance companies in India. It is a quite a young business. We do it in partnership there. We're a 50% partner in that business, but also very interesting and a fantastic growth market for us. So 9 quite diverse and quite different businesses we have in the group.
That's quite a few. I mean, you were saying in your presentation that, you know, it was considering that it was such a tough economic environment. We look at the half year of last year, the second half, really, really tough. We're still in a tough environment, but looking at those results coming out from that time, still pretty good. Where were the big drivers coming from? Which of these units contributed the most?
Now, here is a very short answer. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. The wonderful, amazing thing for us, and I think, you know, we put out a trading statement about 2-3 weeks ago, and I think the market, they knew that something good was coming. But, you know, often the market would look at it and think, oh, maybe they had some fantastic tailwinds, you know, and maybe there's one or two star performers and the others didn't perform. Now, I don't think that it often happens. But in our case, if I go back to COVID, for instance, during COVID, we were very happy that we were a diversified group because all of our life companies got severely hit, you know, with COVID claims and so on. And it wiped out, you know, billions of profits for us. But at that point in time, businesses like Momentum Insure, Guardrisk, our health business, as well as Momentum Investments did really, really well. Now, this time around, every single one of our businesses did so well. The business who generated, you know, most of the earnings was Momentum Corporate. Our group risk and pension funds and employee benefits business did very, very well. But the star that I actually want to single out is actually Momentum Insure, our short-term insurance business. The business went through quite a tough time, you know, especially if you think a year or two ago, you know, 2 days of bad flooding in Natal could wipe out 200 million in bottom line. Last year, that severe hailstorm, one afternoon, and you're 70 million down in profits. Where actually they have done a lot of work on pricing, on making sure that the clients we have are good clients as far as their claims ratios go. So it didn't go without a lot of effort and a lot of pain, but that business have turned turned around. If you think they were on just short of 20 million in earnings a year ago, and they turned on 230 million for that business alone. So really all businesses, but you know, one or two have really shot the lights out.
Just staying with claims and weather-related claims. I mean, you know, climate change, we're seeing the impacts of that more and more every day. And, I mean, KZN has been on, what, a level 2 warning again, a level 4 warning, all in, you know, in a matter of weeks. With more of this coming on, how are you managing the risks of that?
Well, that's actually a fantastic, you know, question. In fact, we were quite hard hit over the last while with the hacking of the systems of, you know, our weather services, because we now, and we've really spent quite a lot of time and money and effort on that, to use data literally on a daily basis to be able to predict these things. Now, if you're a Momentum Insure client and you're driving in Sandton and we see there's a hailstorm, we'll actually be able to even let you know an hour or two before it happens. So, you know, a lot more proactive communication with our clients when we see these things happening. But not just that, we now have a worldwide system, a satellite system that we're tapping into, where we can geolocate very close to 100% of our clients. We know what suburb, what street you're in, and we can predict whether you are living in a place where actually when one of these storms hit or something happens, you know, that it could severely affect you. To the extent that we now have differential pricing dependent on what suburb and what city you live in, because we know where there's a very good municipality that's doing their job with stormwater systems and so forth that actually prevent flooding from happening. Because as much as we blame the weather, often it's almost, you know, own goals scored in South Africa due to the lack of maintenance of roads and of stormwater systems and so forth that actually cause the flood much more than the actual weather that's happening. And you know what, when you have that kind of data, it actually puts you in a position to not only price per client and the risk that they carry, you can be proactive in warning them. And then of course, over time, the more of the data you have, the more data you add to that, and you almost you just get better and better at managing that risk.
I have to say I was quite impressed. I was at the Insurance Industry Association meeting, the annual meeting that took place in Cape Town last year, and they named cybercrime and climate change as the two biggest threats facing the insurance industry. And considering the contribution the insurance industry makes to the global economy, what is it, like 7%? It's significant. It's so important to be up to scratch, up to speed, and have your ducks in a row in terms of preparation for what could happen.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. You know, I think what I've just shared with you, you know, kind of illustrated on the side of, you know, climate change and, you know, in fact, it's very interesting. It's just on a day when the sun shines, there's less car accidents. You know, on a day when it is unbelievable the knock-on effect of, for instance, a storm that happens and so forth. But back to cybercrime. I don't have the number in my head, but I can tell you, and this is no exaggeration, that we get more than 1 million hits on our systems every single day that we operate. This is relentless. I mean, the hundreds of millions that we as an industry and a company is spending on trying to kind of stop those, detect those, be proactive, warn our people. You know, just yesterday, actually, I mean, I'll share that with you. With the Prudential Authority, we ran a cybercrime, almost a fake cybercrime attack on us as a business. And the Prudential Authority was here to actually judge on, you know, certain points, how well or badly we were doing and whether we were able to kind of, you know, stop the onslaught. It is quite incredible. And the one place where we remain actually at our most vulnerable are actually just people clicking on these bad emails and attachments and so on. It's probably the one place where we're all still most vulnerable. But of course, you know, we do whatever we can on a daily basis to try and stop that.
It's good to know that you're investing in that kind of security, because yesterday we did do we did speak to somebody on the from ESET on the report that showed that Africa, South Africa was the worst, was the most targeted country for ransomware and info stealware.
I'm jumping in, but if you think about the fact that we work with people's life savings, you know, we work with people's, like, every single thing you can know about a human being, we know about you, from your medical conditions, from, you know, like what medicine you're on if you're a health client, everything right through, you know, I mean, there's nothing about clients we don't know. I mean, that data protection is, we probably, you know, almost of the responsibility we carry to be incredibly responsible there is, you know, is really immense.
I want to go back to your results and look at business growth. You had a 40% jump there, also really looking really good.
Yes, and again, you know, I think, you know, under current circumstances in South Africa, certainly something we are extremely, extremely proud of. Now, to just put that number in perspective, it is what we call the value of new business. And it actually depends on two things. On the one hand, it is how much business you, new business you bring in. And of course, you can clearly see that we've done really, really well there. But the other part of the value of new business is the cost of bringing that business on the books. The cost of your systems, the cost of your distribution, the cost you put in, underwriting costs, for instance. And in that space, we've made incredible progress. The one business that did best in that area is actually Momentum Retail, or Momentum Myriad, which is our life company. And why they've done so incredibly well is that you can now take out a few million rand worth of life cover without seeing a doctor, without sweating, without drawing blood. It's an app that we've developed. It's a world first. We've not yet come across anything like that in the world, where you actually look into your device. It tells you your BMI. It tells you your blood pressure. It actually literally tells us whether we need to send you for a medical test. And if not, we will actually issue your policy right there and then. And, you know, we almost say, you know, without any sweat, which you can imagine how much cost we take out of a system that people don't need to go for medical underwriting, tests, blood tests and so forth. We don't need doctors. We don't need nurses to do all of that. And at the same time, we often issue those without any other human being touching that application other than you holding your phone in front of your face for 60 seconds. So we've been developing these systems. We actually, one of our dreams is to be a completely digital first life insurance company. And we know actually some of what we do is world first, but certainly be at the front end of that in South Africa. And the positive is that it gives us so much else to work with. We've now actually, some clients figured out that the medical medication they're using is not good enough. We could show people that they have blood pressure problems that they never knew or detected. So we believe we'll start to move into a place where if someone does that assessment on their phone once a year themselves, we'll be able to start predicting that you might have a heart attack coming, or that you might actually need to go see a doctor because something else has changed in your life. And I think, you know, that for me is such incredible, exciting technology, and it's wonderful to be able to say that we're at the front end of that.
It's quite impressive. But Jeanette, before I let you go, just looking at your retail business, still performing really well, one of your star performers, but it's interesting to see that that South Africans still have the appetite, considering that we're in such a tough economic environment, consumers have been under so much of pressure.
You know, I think what has helped us most here is the experience that people had during COVID. I would honestly say I think people would let go of a lot of things. If you had someone very close to you being hit by COVID and being unprepared and not having had the financial affairs, you know, or their life cover in place, I think your life policy is the last thing that you will let go of. And then I think on top of that, what has helped us is that we are a very, very strong player in the advice world in South Africa. Firstly, we do believe that that is the one thing that computers is not going to take over very soon. I know a few years ago, everyone was talking about robo-advice. We still believe that people, when they have saved that their life savings or really need to do a proper plan, they want to see a human being on the other side. So not only do we believe in advice, we are also, and we have been investing in building a very strong advice network. And we will continue to do so because we do believe that those clients are more loyal. They stick to their plans. We don't see them cancelling their policies. In fact, during the two-pot rush, we've actually seen that advised clients, a fraction of people who fetched their money was actually advised. So we just believe that advised clients behave better. They're more loyal. And certainly because we are one of the top players in that market, it has helped us a lot with the kind of results that we've shown today.
Jeanette, thank you so much for your time this evening. Jeanette Murray, Momentum Group CEO.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.